The final two skills in our program are action skills 7G and 7H that I've called three consonant clustering and advanced clustering, and the names are pretty self-explanatory. Three consonant clustering, of course, is using three consonants together in sequence. SPL, SPR, STR, SKR, SKW, and so forth. It's also using syllable final sequences, usually with L and R. For example, the word handle with the NDL sequence and mumble with the MBL sequence and so forth. And that leads us right into, of course, advanced clustering, which is the ability to sequence any and all consonants in up to five in a row for the production of words and phrases. I find that most children who have difficulty with these last two stages have problems because their rate is too fast for their oral abilities. So they're trying to speak at a rate that's commensurate with the other kids around them, but it's simply too fast for their oral skills. Remember, we had to go all the way back to stage two, speechifying, during which children learn to pulse. Pulsing is very slow, as in the oscillating skills of jaw babbling, lip babbling, and so forth. These are pretty slow, and it's during those slow oscillation and pulsing stages that children begin to learn their timing. Now, if their timing has been off, if their rhythm has been off since that early stage of speechifying, they may have been able to get away with developing fairly decent speech all along. But by the time they get to this stage, they are going to fall apart. And this is where we see many 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids who come into therapy who've sort of been on the edge of needing speech therapy, you know, all along, but they didn't really qualify. But by fourth grade or fifth grade, they're still unintelligible periodically, just enough to make you go crazy, because when they get going and they're talking fast, you get to a place where you can't understand a single thing that they're saying because their clustering skills are so poorly advanced, and they're dropping out not only single phonemes all over the place, but they're dropping out syllables as well. These children need to work on their consonant cluster sequences, certainly, but the real problem is in rate. Their real problem is in maintaining a beat, a pulsing rhythm that matches their oral skill. So therapy should focus on talking with accentuated beat properties. How are you today? Did you go to school? I thought you had no school today. Oh, you did go? Well, did you take the bus? And so forth, where you're leading conversations with the child that are produced in the obvious beat property patterns that you're trying to establish in their own speech. And if you can get them to converse with you for 20 minutes or half an hour or an hour using that kind of beat property, that kind of accentuated beat property, then you'll find that their ability to assimilate these advanced clusters just kind of falls into place because they're giving themselves enough time to add these sounds into their sequences. With some of these kids, we have to take them all the way back to pulsing, where we're practicing words with very slow, very exaggerated beat properties. For example, practicing telephone. Telephone. Just punching out every syllable, making it very distinct. Elephant. I want a red one. I want a yellow one. I want a green one and a blue one and a pink one. It's easy to practice phrases like that if you get in the mood with the child and do it with them. If you just tell them, slow down, slow down, generally they'll never get it. That's too difficult. While everybody else in the world is talking 100 miles an hour, I'm expected to talk 25 miles an hour. That's just too hard. But engaging in conversation with them where you slow down and you set the pace and they follow suit, then they have time to practice all the words they need to practice. So I might say to a child during this time, are you talking about balloons at the birthday party? I thought you said boons. Are you talking about boons or balloons? And you make it meaningful for them so that they can see there's a reason to slow down and punch every syllable out so that you have enough time to say every sound within the sequence. Basically, you're doing advanced clustering, but you're thinking along the lines of what element the child is missing, and you're using this structure of the seven stages of phoneme development to understand where the breakdown occurs. And this leads to a summary of the whole thing that we've talked about here. Why have we talked about these seven stages? Why are we thinking about phonemes and speech production in this way? I have found that since learning the basics of infant vocal development and then developing these seven stages in a more elaborate form according to how children develop speech when they have speech impairment, that it helps me understand where the problem is. It helps me understand what are the earliest developing skills that they are misusing or that they have not accommodated or that they have not assimilated into their speech repertoire. For example, these final children that we discussed that were having trouble with three consonant clustering and advanced clustering. If I take a child like that and I simply work on the advanced clusters, I could work on them for years to no avail, because unless I change their ability to pulse correctly and to utilize correct beat properties within speech and to speak at a rate that is commensurate with their oral motor abilities, I will never make progress with them. They will be in therapy for 10 years and graduate from it with basically the same skill that they entered with. But if I can identify what factors are the most off at the earliest stage, then I can begin to shore up those early skills that are being misused, mishandled, or just ignored, and I can make a significant impact on their speech. Let's give another example here. I work with many children who have R misarticulation, and some of these clients try to produce their R's by directing their airflow out the nose. So they try to say car as kong, and rabbit as rabbit, and run as hun, and so forth. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say R, but it almost doesn't matter what position they put their tongue in, because they're driving the sound out their nose anyway. And by driving the sound out their nose, which is a feature of the very first stage, the preparing stage, they are misarticulating that sound forever and ever until they're taught that specific skill of how to drive a sound specifically out your mouth for the production of that sound.